KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's partly sunny and 53 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy here today with a high near 70. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. In local news, Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones reported during last night's city council meeting that the contracts for the Highway 6 or 7th Street reconstruction project here in Atlantic have been signed by the company, which was awarded the bid for it. But there's still no word on when the detour signs will go up. A pre-construction meeting will be held soon. Councilman Chris Jimerson said the Public Safety Commission has proposed drafting an ordinance restricting parking on 10th Street during construction on 7th, as 10th will still be used as a major road for local traffic.
No heavy trucks on 10th, 14th, and 22nd, with the exception of local deliveries.
Mayor Jones said the reason heavy trucks will not be allowed on those streets is because they're not built for it. It's a residential area in there. Jones also advised local farmers who normally bring their heavy equipment into town along 7th Street between Olive and Burger King to plan now for an alternate route. He suggested if you have to bring a combine in for repairs or whatever purposes, do so now and don't wait until May. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports a woman was arrested for assault Tuesday and a man was arrested on drug charges. 24-year-old Kirsten Marissa Silence of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County Sheriff's Office warrant for willful injury. Silence was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on $10,000 bond. And 31-year-old Joseph Lee Flathers of Anita was arrested on charges of possession of marijuana, second offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Flathers was taken to the Cass County Jail and released on his own recognizance the following day. Atlantic police say two people were arrested on warrants Tuesday. 45-year-old Trina Bolle of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for criminal trespass. And 24-year-old Damian Sopcich of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for willful injury and criminal mischief. Both those individuals were booked into the Cass County Jail and later released on bond. And 29-year-old Mallory Marsh of Anita was arrested Tuesday on a charge of fifth-degree theft or shoplifting. Marsh was booked into the Cass County Jail. Police in Creston report this morning the arrest last night of 46-year-old Randy Hall from Creston. Hall was charged with possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was later released from the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond. And at around 5 p.m. Wednesday, 44-year-old Lance Lynham of Lorimore was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a warrant out of Union County. The warrant was issued for failure to appear on an original charge of theft in the fifth degree. Lynham remains in the Union County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. A 200-plus pound St. Bernard won't be seized from his owner thanks to a vote by the Ottawa City Council. The council voted 4-2 Tuesday night to reverse a ruling by the police chief that the dog is dangerous. The giant pooch named Zhivago had gotten loose twice, but owner Billy Parker said the dog is a gentle giant who poses no threat. Councilmember Leroy Hebbink said at the meeting that if Zhivago were going to bite somebody, he would have done it long before this. Parker has installed a 6-foot-tall fence to keep the dog from escaping and roaming the neighborhood. The council will be taking a look at city ordinances to clearly define what makes an animal dangerous or vicious and subject to city seizure. Officials have detected the emerald ash borer in a residential tree in rural Dallas County, making it the 21st county in Iowa where infestations have been confirmed. The Iowa Department of Agriculture announced Wednesday that the bug was identified after an arborist had contacted state officials about suspicious ash trees. Further investigation revealed the recent woodpecker activity and live larvae below the bark. Federal experts then confirmed the borer's presence. The larvae of the emerald ash borer cut off an ash tree's flow of nutrients when deposited below the bark. And once infected, trees typically die within 5 years. Mike Kinter, who coordinates the state's efforts to combat the bug, said the recent finding is the closest to Polk County in Iowa's capital city of Des Moines to date. Well, the city of Atlantic has qualified for and officially designated as a Tree City USA community for the 20th year in the running. Dolly Bergman with the local Trees Forever group told the Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening that she and Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department Director Roger Herring, along with Assistant Parks Director Seth Stashelm, attended a Tree City USA event on April the 9th, during which Atlantic once again received the honor of becoming a Tree City USA community.
There are 83 cities in the state that were named Tree City USAs. So That's a nice number, but it's not really that big, so it's kind of nice to be in an elite group there.
The city received two new signs that will be erected to replace signs located on the east and west sides of town. The old signs may be relocated along Olive Street near Mala Engine Components if they can be cleaned up and or refurbished. The new signs will also be adorned with stickers acknowledging the fact the city has been a Tree City USA for 20 years. A new Tree City USA flag will also be flown over the Atlantic City Park. Bergman reminded the council that there are four criteria in order to be eligible for the designation.
One, we have to have a tree board, which technically Trees Forever is your tree board. We have to have a tree care ordinance, which you have had an ordinance for quite some time. We have to spend $2 per person in the community, a minimum. Anything more, which with $7,112, we need a little over the $14,000 for the year, which we were able to accomplish that. And we have to have an Arbor Day observance and proclamation.
Bergman said also there will be an Arbor Day event on Friday, April 24th at the Schuler Elementary School, during which a tree will be planted with the help of fourth graders at around 2:30 p.m. on that date. In addition, each of those fourth grade students will be presented with a tree. Bergman also had some good news for local merchants with regard to tree economics.
One being that shoppers will travel further and longer to visit a district with high quality trees and spend more time once they arrive. Visitors to well-treated central business districts will spend 9 to 12% more for their products and a 7% higher rental rate for commercial offices because of the high quality landscaping. Also, they talk about if you have trees near a hospital, patients recovering from surgery, if they've got a view from their room, they have shorter post-operative hospital stays.
The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.